Mm-hmm. Maybe we understand our own best.
So mine is just a series of, like, it's also themes and questions.
Yeah, has to keep notes.
Okay. So
visually for us, I think it's easier to have.
From the beginning, I thought about the frame of the class. Do you frame it as a place of instruction, or sharing, or suggestion? Do you use continuous instructions, or verbal? Do you use like continuously, or do you always talk to give input? How do we consider our vocabulary? And especially in cases where there is a language barrier, how do we consider our vocabulary? When do we use external objects? When do we use physical adjustments? And I don't know if I saw maybe a sort of a bit of a BMC approach from you. I don't know. Don't really know a lot about BMC. How do you handle when participants do something different from what you have in mind?
Yeah.
Sorry, slower, right? Tell me when you're ready.
Yeah.
I mean, I found very interesting this format of using talking and discussion in the middle of class sessions. Very specific choice. The format that Kathleen has used to do some parts of activity and then to discuss, and then to go back to activity and then to discuss. It's a very specific choice of format.